a pass over to Jake Hart, the rookie out of Houston, Texas. He kicks the ball over to the sidelines.
Oh, my God, is that me? I'm huge. I don't really look like that, do I?
No.
No.
Hart has the ball. He dribbles it past a kid who can't possibly be seven. He shoots. He scores. Woo!
Way to go, buddy.
Oh, Jake, I'm so proud of you. Your first goal.
It was nothing.
Okay, Jake, come on, let's go. We don't want to be late for your game.
Gee, Reba, you could have at least washed his uniform.
I did, and then he played a game in it.
Oh, you're kidding. He had the early game this week.
And he scored his first goal.
Well, for his own team.
Hey, Jake, way to go.
Where were you?
Oh, I'm sorry, pal, but I just couldn't think straight. I was up all night with the baby.
It's okay.
Hey, but the good part of it is we've got it all on tape, and you can watch it with your dad anytime. It'll be just like he was there.
Oh, but when you watch it, fast forward past me. If only we could do that in real life.
Hey, Jakey, I think I got a way to make this up to you. You remember how we were talking last year about getting a treehouse? Well, I'm gonna build that treehouse for you, buddy.
All right! For you, Jake.
Thanks, Dad.
Hey, you bet.
All right, everybody get cleaned up. I'm taking everyone to Fat Tony's for pizza! A treehouse? Look, I know you feel bad about missing the game, but for once you have a good excuse. You have a 3-week-old baby at home.
Dear God, it's only been 3 weeks. Oh, I had no idea it was this exhausting taking care of a newborn.
I guess the three you already have wouldn't have prepared you for that. Look, Brock, you've got to stop making promises you can't keep. Jake's just going to end up disappointed.
Oh, Reba, I've heard this speech 100 times.
And why do you think that is?
Look, I missed a big moment in Jake's life. I want to make it up to him.
Then start small. Make a promise you can keep. Take him out for a pizza.
But I want to do something big.
Order a large.
Come on, it's a little funny. The whole school thought it was funny.
What's not funny?
I wore 2 different shoes to school today because I can't see my feet.
Okay, that's not funny.
Not as funny as watching her get out of a chair.
I'm done. I am so tired of being pregnant. I want this baby out of me right now.
Oh, honey, these things happen in the 9th month. I remember when I was pregnant with Kira.
Oh, Mom, please, I cannot hear another one of your back when I was pregnant stories.
Well, hello, hormones.
My body cannot possibly stretch anymore. My ankles are fat, my back hurts. Van, will you please stop breathing down my neck?
I'm over here.
I'm so sick of being pregnant.
If it makes you feel any better, we're all sick of you being pregnant.
I'd do anything to get this thing over with.
That's nice. That's nice.
Oh, no, so you feel more comfortable and not so in pain and not so mean.
Special delivery for Jake Hart.
Brock, what are you doing?
Fulfilling a promise. This is Jake's new treehouse. Everything is in the box.
Where's the guy that's gonna put it together?
Ha, ha, ha. I'm gonna do it.
When?
Well, I'm not so sure about that part yet, but...
Brock, having a treehouse in a box that'll never get built is gonna torture Jake. Now, let's get it out of here before he sees it. Come on.
Hey, what's that?
And the torture begins. Here's your sandwich, Jake.
I'm gonna eat it in the treehouse.
All right, but watch out for squirrels.
When's Dad gonna build it?
Well, honey, that's hard to say. Your dad's been pretty busy, you know.
I'm gonna eat this at Bobby's. His treehouse is outside.
But our fridge is a lot closer. Whoa!
Hello?
There's a little boy over here waiting for his treehouse to be built.
Reba?
How many families do you have?
Oh, I'm sorry, but BJ's still on maternity leave, and what with me doing double duty at the office all day and then helping with Henry at night, I just don't have the time.
And yet you found the time to go out and buy this large box and put it in my kitchen. Boy, that kid's got a set of lungs.
Actually, that one was BJ.
All right, let's build us a tree house. Yeah! Why don't you?
No, thanks.
I don't be such a wuss, it's just bubblegum.
You know, Mrs. H, it's pretty cool you're building this for Jake. I just hope someday I'm as good a dad as you.
Well, remember me at Father's Day. I could use a shoehorn.
Mom, I need to borrow Van for a second.
Say no.
Come here. Van, I need you to have sex with me right now.
Cheyenne, I am not a faucet. You can't just turn me on and off.
Van, I just read in the pregnancy book that having sex is the best way to induce labor.
Okay, that's not a turn-on.
Okay, Van, I'm ready to go.
Cheyenne, your mother needs me.
Fine, but when you're done, we're doing it.
All right. I've got boards A and B. You read the instructions.
Okay. Saque todo el contenido de la caja de cartón.
Van, that's Spanish.
I know. This is gonna take forever.
Forget the instructions. We don't need them. We can build this thing. We've got the tool belts, and we got this thing. Step aside, son.
Okay, that's only fun when you're expecting it, okay?
Okay, just hold the board, okay? And that there is how it's done. Courtesy of Mr. Black and Mr. Decker.
Mrs. H.
Oh, we can sand that down.
Well, what do you think?
It's perfect.
Hey, you built a treehouse. A little lopsided, isn't it?
Lean your head this way.
Oh, hey, nice job.
Dad, you built my treehouse.
Actually, your mother built it, and it's practically level.
I helped. It's really cool inside.
Wow! Can I eat in it?
Sure you can.
Can I sleep in it?
Absolutely. Camp out tonight.
Dad, will you camp out in it with me?
Sure he will.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yay!
Oh, great! I do all the work and he gets to have all the fun?
Now who's making promises I can't keep?
Oh, you saw how excited he was. I kind of got swept up in the moment. I can see why you make all those promises. It's intoxicating.
Reba, I'd love to stay over, but I don't know about leaving BJ with the baby all night by herself.
Oh, come on. It's one night. I have faith in BJ. Please don't make me say that again. And if she runs into trouble, she can call me.
Boy, you are swept up in the moment. Well, all right, I'll do it. But listen, after this, neither of us makes any more promises.
I promise. Hey, my track record's clean.
I was just thinking, you know, I could stay in there with you if I had to, because I built the treehouse, right? I know all the ins and outs.
Do you want to sleep in the treehouse, Van?
No, I'm just saying that I'm available.
Hey, 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 who's ready for a camp out?
Me! I'll be in the treehouse, Dad.
Okay. I guess I'll just be sleeping with my wife then. Okay.
Say, do you realize this is the first time I've slept over here since the night we decided to separate?
As I recall, you slept out in the yard that night, too.
Yeah, you think you could keep the sprinklers off this time?
Maybe.
Hey, listen, Reba. Thanks for putting together the treehouse. I'm really looking forward to some one-on-one time with Jake.
I know it's going to mean a lot to him. Said you could call.
Reba, I don't know what to do. He's been crying ever since Brock left. I tried everything, but he just won't shut up. I'm sorry, sweetie. Mommy loves you.
Barbara Jean, you've got to calm down.
I need Brock. Where's Brock?
Okay, hold on. There's no need to bother the boys. I'm sure the two of us can handle a three-week-old baby.
Oh, dear God, it's only been 3 weeks. Reba, I sing to him, I rock him, I bounce him on my knee, but he never sleeps.
Have you tried the dryer?
Reba, that's awful.
Barbara Jean, you place the carrier on top of the dryer.
Nothing works, Reba. Nothing works. Oh, what is wrong with me? I can't even get my own baby to stop crying.
Well, maybe if you'd stop crying.
I can't. Maybe I should go sit on the dryer. Would you hold him, Reba?
Barbara Jean, you do remember that you conceived that child while Brock and I were still married.
I don't mind.
I'm gonna go get Brock. What are you doing in here?
Getting juice. Dad said I could pee outside, but I didn't have to go yet.
You're having a good time with your dad, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Don't stay up too late, okay? And aim away from the house. I can't believe I'm gonna say this. Let me hold you, baby. Down in. Okay. Binky. Nappy. Binky. See, you just gotta stay calm. And talk to him in a soothing voice. Yeah, that's what you do. Just close your eyes. Now, and you go to sleep. Yeah, he's asleep. And so are you.
did you do to BJ?
Well, she's asleep, and I'm helping with the baby, and Brock's out in the treehouse with Jake.
That's right. Rub it in.
Where have you two been?
We walked for 5 miles trying to induce labor, and we got nothing.
Oh, but we had another option.
What are y'all in such a hurry for? That baby's gonna come out when she's ready.
Yeah, but we're ready now. He is so cute.
Yeah.
Mom, can I hold him?
Oh, sure. Support his head.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh my God, he's so tiny.
Uh-oh, relax. Uh-oh, relax, they can smell fear.
Cheyenne, what are you doing to him?
I'm not doing anything to him.
Oh, he must be hungry. I'll go warm up his bottle.
Oh, no, Mom, don't leave me, please. Mom.
Cheyenne, what's wrong? You've held babies before.
Yes, but I always pass them back when they start to cry. Here.
What are you doing?
Well, it's your turn. You need to practice.
Yeah, well, you hardly practiced at all. I don't know anything about babies.
Van, here.
I
support the head.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I can do this. Oh, yes. Yeah, he's like a little football. Yeah. Oh, his little arms and hands and legs and the head.
He's nothing like a football.
Mom!
Well, look at that. Walking and supporting the head all at the same time.
Mom, I don't know what we were thinking. We are not ready for this.
Cheyenne, it's a little late to change your mind. Look, I know how you feel. I remember the day you were born. Oh, wait, you don't like those stories.
No. Please, tell us. We're that desperate.
Well, when the nurse first handed you to me, I was petrified. I thought, how am I supposed to keep this little tiny thing alive? And then I looked into your eyes, and my maternal instincts just kicked in. And I knew somehow we'd figure it out.
You think I have maternal instincts?
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna know what to do?
Nope. But you'll love her so much that you'll learn.
Uh-oh.
What?
What's that smell? Here, take them.
And that's your paternal instincts kicking in. You don't have a dirty daddy, no. Somebody's been telling stories on you. You say you have.
I'm having a dog of a time getting to sleep out there. I keep thinking I hear a baby. Is that Henry?
Yes.
Well, where's BJ? You killed her, didn't you?
No, I've been too busy.
Reba, this isn't right. You can't keep covering for me. It's not your job to build tree houses or take care of my baby.
I know.
Well, I better get BJ and little Henry home.
You're leaving?
Oh, Jake, wait. Oh, man.
I'll go talk to Jake. I got you into this.
No. I'll go talk to him. I'm the one that caused all of this mess.
Well, it looks like it's just me and you again. Let's go make fun of your mama.
Jake? We need to talk. Look, I don't want you to be mad at the baby. It's not his fault.
I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at you.
Well, okay, that's good. But, you know, in a way, it sort of is the baby's fault. No, it's not. It's all my fault. Oh, Jake. So sorry about what happened tonight. It's just that, well, when there's a new baby in the family, things change.
You know, there are times that I have to spend with him, and there are times that I get to spend with you, and there are times that we get to spend together. Now, I haven't figured out quite how that's all going to work yet, but I will.
But I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you too.
How's everything going?
You know, I think we're doing okay.
Barbara Jean and Henry are ready to go.
But I'll see you, partner.
Hey there, camper.
Mom, will you sleep in the treehouse with me?
I only build them. I don't sleep in them. But I know someone who's been feeling a little left out.
Ooh, and I nailed that there, and I tightened that hex nut. I bolted that crossbeam right there. Ooh, and that's my blood there. And,
Can we go to sleep now?